Hey everybody, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. Once again, this is my last episode of the show. Producer Andrew Colvett filling in for Charlie, who's at the border. He'll be back tomorrow telling you all about it. But in the meantime, we have Alex Marlow, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. We talk about Elon Musk. Is he a good guy or a bad guy? Upon the backdrop of the CCP Olympics, we got defectors winning golds for China. The world's upside down, folks. It's insulting. It's degrading. And it's a disgusting story that we break down right here on The Charlie Kirk Show. You're not going to want to miss it. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Trending on Twitter is, don't say gay. Don't say gay. Now, you might be saying to yourself, that's a pretty weird thing to be trending on Twitter. Well, most things are pretty weird that trend on Twitter. Here's the update on this. The Biden administration has denounced a bill being advanced by Florida Republicans that would ban the discussion of gender identity and sexual orientation in K-12 schools. Now, this is compliments of the great Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, who is advancing this bill, which advocates for, quote, this bill says that you may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity, or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. Conservative advocates have argued that the bill advances parental rights in education by allowing parents to sue public schools they believe are discussing LGBTQ issues should the bill become law. Now, Governor DeSantis has publicly voiced his support for this bill, Cut 85. I want to hear what the good governor has to say. Play Cut 85.
And look, at the end of the day, you know, my goal is to educate kids on the subjects. Math, reading, science, all the things that are so important. I don't want the schools to kind of be a playground for ideological disputes or to try to inject. So I think it's just, let's get parents involved. Let's make sure anything that's discussed is age appropriate, but let's keep the focus on where it needs to be.
That's absolutely right. So he said something there that I think is particularly important. He said, I don't want the schools to become a playground of ideological controversy. It's really, really, really important. Now, Charlie touched on this yesterday, but Turning Point USA was in the news. Washington Post did a whole piece that was arguing Turning Point Academy, that it's a project. That's not what the name of it is. That's what they called it. But it's a project to provide resources, major initiative, to provide resources and curriculum to students, high schoolers, teaching pods all across America. Now, the cut against this project is that it is partisan. That is not at all what it is. It's simply a throwback to a neutral form of education that American students enjoyed across the country probably 5-10 years ago. Charlie often states that he thinks his was basically about the cutoff line of getting a old school, normal American education, one that upheld greatness of America, that paid our founders their proper due, that was not ahistorical, that was not revising history. Now, this is what the problem that a lot of the progressives have with this anti-CRT movement that has popped up. They say that, oh, we're ahistorical. We don't want to tell the real history. No, the real history you don't want to tell. Trying to claim that the United States was started in 1619 and not 1776, that is the definition of ahistorical. Now, opponents of this Don't Say Gay bill include, guess who? Mayor Pete. Let's play Cut 84.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the reason is that it tells youth who are different or whose families are different that there's something wrong with them out of the gate. And I do think that contributes to the shocking levels of suicidal thoughts and suicide attempts among LGBTQ youth.
Not surprising. Now, he said something, again, this is a total lie. All the bill does is say, let's not have teachers ramming it down the throats of students at an age where it's not appropriate. It's not saying that you can't be gay and still go to high school. It's not saying that students can't talk about it at a recess. It's not saying that anything negative is going to happen to a student if they come out as gay or bisexual, whatever. All it's saying is teachers should not be the ones enforcing, encouraging, directing the students down a path that their parents may or may not approve of. I'll never forget that video of that California mom that was crying in front of the school board, saying that you robbed me of the opportunity to be encouraging of my daughter. Now, I'm not saying that that would have been my reaction, but it was a poignant moment. And this strikes at the heart of this bill. It's a parental rights bill. It's saying that it's the parent's job to enforce or not enforce certain values and moralities upon their children. It's not the school's job. It's not teachers' jobs. It's not Randy Weingarten's jobs. It's not the governor's job. It's the parent's job. Now, McAuliffe in Virginia, obviously lost the governor's election, thank goodness. But one of the reasons he lost was because he was not standing up for parental rights in schools. Governor Youngkin did, and he won. It was a major issue. Whose children are they? Who do they belong to? Well, first they belong to God. Next they belong to their parents. And then, yes, they are subject to the laws of the state. But in that order. And Democrats want to become God. They want to become all-powerful. They want to supplant the authorities of the laws of nature and nature's God. And they want to become the arbiter of truth and virtue and authority. Jen Psaki also rejecting this bill, cut 86. Let's hear what the press secretary has to say.
Let me first say that every parent, as one myself too, hopes that our leaders will ensure their children's safety, protection, and freedom. And today, conservative politicians in Florida rejected those basic values by advancing legislation that is designed to target and attack the kids who need the support the most.
See what she did there? She said, I want the leaders to ensure my children's safety. No, Jen Psaki. It is not the leader's job. Now, on some sort of broader discussion, of course, that's why we have a military. That's why we have police. We want to be safe. But it is the parent's job to take care of their children. It is not the state's job. Now, this is what is so infuriating about this, is this is an argument they keep falling back on. It's like a broken record. They can't help themselves. It happened in Michigan with the Democrat Party's tweet saying that parents aren't stakeholders in their children's education. Leave it to the experts. Same thing in Virginia. Over and over and over again. Here is the point. They cannot help themselves because it is fundamentally wired in their view of humanity and of the world. They believe that they are to take care of our children. And here's the thing. Every despot and dictator from the last 200 years has thought the same thing. The Russians took children out of their parents' homes and said that they were going to raise them. Why? Because the parents are the keepers of history, of tradition, of values. Everything that holds this country together is held together in the value system passed on from parent to child. If they can disrupt that, they can fundamentally transform the American way of life. They can fundamentally transform our value system, our traditions. And so what may seem like a little controversy here at the edge of who gets to say, you know, can we talk about being gay in school or not, is a much bigger and more dynamic debate that strikes at the very core of this republic. Because if parents are disempowered from passing on their values, then we will not replicate the values of America to the next generation, and we've already lost. And they know it. And it's about time we start fighting back. Hats off to Governor Ron DeSantis. Bravo. More of this.
Have you ever stopped to wonder why internet access is so much cheaper these days, like $30 to $40 a month? It's because internet service providers aren't just making money off subscription fees. They're also making money from spying on your internet activity and selling your history and data to big tech companies. So what's the best way to make sure the 100% of your data is encrypted, that your ISP can't get a hold of it? You guessed it, ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between all your devices and the internet so that you can do everything online and it's encrypted. It reroutes your connection through a secure server. This blocks your ISP from seeing everything you do online. All they can see is that you're connected to an ExpressVPN server, but nothing beyond that. And it's not just your phone or computer. ExpressVPN works on all your devices. I can't stress this enough. ExpressVPN is so simple to use. You can just open up the app, tap one button to connect, and that's it. Your data is your business. Protected at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Visit ExpressVPN.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free of ExpressVPN. That's ExpressVPN.com/Charlie to learn more.
Charlie Kirk, he'll be back tomorrow. He's at the border, undisclosed location, getting some exclusive footage. It's going to be pretty amazing. He's already texting me and producer Connor about all that he's seeing, and it's going to be exciting to hear what he has to say. It's a really important thing that we don't lose sight of what's going on at our southern border with everything that's going on with the CCP Olympics, Ukraine and Russia, crack pipes, mass mandates falling all across the country and the world. It's important that we don't lose sight of what's truly, I think, the top crisis anywhere. It's hard to argue against that, certainly. Now, I do think in this short segment that we have, and we're going to bring on Alex Marlowe in the next segment. I'm looking forward to that discussion, editor-in-chief of Breitbart. These shorter segments kind of lend themselves to some of this, I would call it distracting news, okay? I'm going to admit it. It's a little distracting, but it's still really fun, okay? It's fun. I admit it. Chris Cuomo wants Megyn Kelly money. Page 6, Chris Cuomo wants as much as $60 million from CNN amid Jeff Zucker exit. Okay. Backstory. Bringing everybody up to speed. You guys know this story. Some of you know this story, but there's so many little juicy details. It's sometimes hard to keep track. Chris Cuomo helped his brother Andrew Cuomo during the height of the pandemic and then during some of the sexual assault allegations. This was a no-no. He gets canned. He feels wronged by CNN leadership. He's working, allegedly, now with some of the new investors to right the CNN ship, which, as we all know, has been deeply, deeply corrupted. I mean, just a dumpster fire. They've lost 9 out of 10 viewers. Truly, truly remarkable. The damage is so deep that it ended up extending up to the chief, the big guy, Jeff Zucker. As we all know, Jeff Zucker stepped down amid allegations that he was having a undisclosed affair with his number two in charge. Now, after that, we heard reports from Brian Stelter, of all people, Mr. Potato Head. Or, I'm not sure, I don't want to guess his pronouns or anything like that, but yes, Brian Stelter even said, Chris Cuomo wants to burn it all down. CNN, there is trouble in Paris. This is on top of multiple reports of pedophilia. Producer for Jake Tapper, grooming an underage girl, along with her mother. It was disgusting. And then you've got this happening. By the way, people, we don't talk about this on the, we haven't talked about this on the show yet, but Don Lemon has sexual assault allegations against him that are looming under the surface. We'll see if those become hot issues. You know, we've heard that Don Lemon might be one of the dominoes that are going to fall here. And so now he's prepared to demand not the $18 million that were remaining on his contract, but $60 million. Now, his camp, according to page 6, does not believe that Zucker was fired for an inappropriate relationship with Allison Gullist. According to him and his team, everybody knew about the relationship. Nobody cared. So it was a convenient excuse. What he believes happened is WarnerMedia found something in their investigation into Chris, perhaps internal memos or documents, which revealed more about Zucker's involvement with Andrew Cuomo. Gullist was a convenient excuse. Let's play Cut 21. Now, this is John Malone, one of the top shareholders at Discovery. Let's play Cut 21.
I would like to see CNN evolve back to the kind of journalism that it started with and, you know, actually have journalists, which would be unique and refreshing.
So Chris Cuomo is actually playing his hand surprisingly well. He takes down the top guy, says he's going to burn it all down. He knows he's got shareholders that want to see CNN return to its old ways. And boom, he drops the hammer and says, I want Megyn Kelly money. I want $60 million, or else I'm not going to stop. I'm on a warpath. Can't say I blame him, but dang, it's getting hot over there at CNN.
Look, with all the different makes and models of cars, it could be very confusing. I'm not a car guy. I'm not. And I get ripped off, okay? If I go to a traditional storefront, it's a disaster. It really is. You know, these people that know a lot about cars, they're selling me all sorts of weird and wacky things. They're like, you need a flagpole and you need a Wilson wire and you need a Hamilton bar and all this different sorts of stuff. Never heard of. I said, okay, sure. Here's the credit card. Next thing you know, it's thousands of dollars later and I've been ripped off. Well, look, you have computers so you can access rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. So you should repair and maintain your cars. It's a way to save money, and you can use them for other important things like mortgages and food. So you go to rockauto.com. That's rockauto.com. Their prices are reliably low. At rockauto.com, always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are reliably low. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in the How Did You Hear About Us so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Right now, I am pleased to be joined by the one and only Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart and host of Breitbart News Daily. Alex, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And if anyone's watching on Zoom, I'm doing this influencer style in the passenger seat of a car.
Yeah, you know, it's, I think we had a similar vantage point with Viva Fry in Canada. You know, I felt a little bit more sort of justified here, Alex. But that's
much
all right.
More so. Much. No, I'm on the road. I'm actually on a special assignment that you guys know about. So I'm sure we'll talk about down the road.
I know something about it. I maybe don't know much. I'm not going to say one way or the other. Alex, Breitbart.com is absolutely flooded with a phrase I want you to explain to the listeners of this show. CCP Barbie. What does that mean? Is it Olympic Barbie? Let me just double check here. What does that mean? Who are we talking about? What's the backstory?
So I think we've identified who I believe is the worst person in the world. and this is a person named Eileen Gu. And I think she's using a different name that is a more China eyes name. But she's an American who has grown up in America, grew up in California, and she's a ski champion. She won some real big competitions in Colorado. She's headed to Stanford. And she just won the gold medal in the Olympics. Now, normally you would think that's pretty good. The problem is she won it for the CCP, the Communist Party, in Beijing. And she's part of a massive influence campaign called sports washing, where Beijing and the Communist Party in China are actually trying to normalize what they're doing across the world with their genocide, with their pandemic that they inflicted on all of us, with the authoritarianism, with the lack of free press, with the organ harvesting, the sex selective abortions, and the list goes on. And all of this is getting normalized by championing American athletes who defect and go to China. And she is the face of it because she's glamorous, she's young, and she's a champion now. And so I think that this person who is whitewashing or sports washing the Beijing communist regime, despite benefiting 100% from an American upbringing, to me, is about the most offensive thing you could come up with.
Yeah, I mean, I think words like traitor, betrayal. I mean, all of these things, I think, strike at the heart of the American psyche when we see things like this happen. I mean, Alex, you know, I live in California. You were born in California. I think you went to Berkeley, right?
I did go to Berkeley.
Yeah. I mean, you've lived in Los Angeles for a long time before, you know, obviously moving to the East Coast. But, you know, where you worked with Andrew Breitbart. I mean, we know California well. And for her, for somebody like this who was born in California, who's going back to Stanford to,
yes,
to throw off her allegiance to this country is an absolute disaster. It's a shame. And I think it's deeply, deeply offensive. Meanwhile, you know, China's propaganda army is flooding Twitter's hashtag genocide games, you know, genocide,
correct,
Barbie, to drown out Olympic criticism. Now, isn't this against the terms of service or something like that? I mean, haven't we seen activities like this before that have been banned by Twitter? What's Twitter doing? What's the CCP up to? What's behind this one?
Yeah, so one thing that is crystal clear with the tech giants is they're either making massive amounts of money from the CCP, which does give permission for any one of those major corporations, be it tech or otherwise, to exist. If it exists in China, it is because the CCP has blessed it. So these corporations are either already there or they want to be there. It's one or the other. So either you are doing major business in China or you want to be doing major business in China because they have 1.5 billion people. So Twitter is probably one of those groups that would like to be doing major business in China. And they have a clear operation where America is the problem and China is not. So if you are the type of person who identifies problems in China, genocide in China, you're probably one of the people that Twitter's got on their list for potential banning if you're still on the platform already. But now we've got this huge amount of pro-CCP propaganda that's flooding the platform to overwhelm some of the negativity that remaining negativity towards China, which is allowed to exist. This is all part of the business model to become not an American company, but a global company. This is the desire of every major Silicon Valley brand, from Tesla to Google to Apple, et cetera. If they're not already there, that's where they want to go.
This is so fascinating, actually, Alex. So just over the last 6 months, Twitter's stock price is down 44%, 44.08%, right? And so you're talking about, you've got a shrinking pie in the United States. We're becoming more and more divided. They keep censoring people. Yeah, sure, Dorsey's gone, whatever, but you're seeing their stock price is plummeting. I mean, it's absolutely plummeting. 44%, are you kidding me? In six months? So where are you going to go? You're going to go try and turn over some new rocks and expose some new markets. You're absolutely right. I mean, we've
nailed
it too much.
No, this is it. And you know it because you guys at Turning Point and with Charlie, you guys are some of the biggest people on Twitter. And I've talked to you guys about it. You guys know it's not that fun to be really big on Twitter. It's horrible. It's a cesspool. The platform's a total cesspool and people get it. And so many of the most interesting voices are banned. So Twitter knows their user growth is not coming from America and they're going to act accordingly. Their user growth is going to be when they get granted permission from the CCP to have a bigger presence there. There's almost no presence there now, but they're going to have a bigger one. And how are they going to do it? When they can convince the CCP that they are able to censor the anti-regime content and promote pro-regime content. It's that simple. That's what they're doing. Take it to the bank.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely spot on here. And I think, you know, it's interesting, too, on the backdrop of this, we're seeing the NBC is on track for the lowest rating Winter Olympics in American television history. What you're essentially seeing is that the gatekeepers' grip on the old tactics where they could, you know, whitewash everything, where they could flood us with AstroTurf, And still kind of get away with it. The ratings would sort of show up, like people would go along, they'd ultimately get over it. The old tactics aren't working anymore. And you could see that this conflict about do we do business overseas with our enemies, people that hate us and want to see the destruction of the West and America, is the immediate need to raise profits enough? Are they going to keep opening up these markets? Now I wanna talk about this specifically with people that have become kind of darlings on the right, namely Elon Musk. Now, Musk is a character, as you know, Alex, that has been, you know, vociferously critical of the Biden regime recently on Twitter. He's come out, he's made his disgust known. And yet, oftentimes you'll hear this in conservative circles. It's like, hey, with Elon, you know, he's still doing all this business with the CCP. What do we do with these instances as conservatives? What does it mean? What's the right response in your opinion?
I'm sympathetic to people who love Musk, who are on the right, because I do think it comes from a place that they want heroes. They don't want everything to be so dark and cynical and gloomy as it can feel some days during the Let's Go Brandon administration. But sadly, I do think we're getting rolled here in a major way. Elon Musk has said flat out he loves China. He says China rocks. He's gotten less tough on China as China has opened their markets to him. And not only does he have factories in China, but he also now has a design facility there. That's the glamour job, Andrew. So we know that there's a lot of factories in China, but like Apple, they make all their products in China, but they design them in the United States for the most part. But Musk is even starting to design them in China. So he says China actually cares, their leaders care more about their people than America. Now, you know, that's not a great thing to say if you want to convince people you're actually an ally of the right. But what's crucial to me is it's almost a guarantee, at least according to the research of my colleague, Peter Schweitzer, who I was just meeting with yesterday, that Musk's technology is almost certainly being co-opted by Chinese military and intelligence, whether he knows it or not. This is the fact
that
Peter demonstrates. He's got to know it. And that to me is not okay. It's just simply not. Whether or not he fires off a hilarious tweet dunking on Elizabeth Warren, that does not undo all of that.
I totally agree. And it's as you said, we want the world's richest man to get it because it would be such a breath of fresh air because they so often are just bought and sold and owned and they know who butters their bread and they want to keep doing it. Right. Gone are the days when the American market was so dominant, was so huge. The Western market, right? I mean, there is some rationale for expanding beyond America's shore, especially if you're going with people that trust us, that share some of our values. But with the CCP, it is causing this divide of values and security. Frankly, is they're not just competition. They're not JV. They're big, big players, and they fight dirty. I thought it was really interesting, Alex, to see Nancy Pelosi and her advice to athletes over there. I mean, it caused a great divide, actually, debate on the right. It's like, well, is she actually saying something sensical or is she kowtowing to the CCP? What was your read on what she was doing there?
Yeah, highly negative, but I understand people who might not have that point of view. But her suggestion that you should silence yourself and just focus on sports, essentially shut up and dribble or shut up and sing, which I thought was cancelable back in the day, Andrew. I find that to be incredibly anti-American because she's suggesting that once you leave American soil, even though you are an American citizen and you're representing the United States of America, the First Amendment no longer applies. And that to me is not acceptable in the slightest, because even if you understand her point, we do have the First Amendment as one of our core principles of freedom to express yourself against totalitarian and dictatorial values, which are what the Chinese profess and employ. But we also know that Nancy Pelosi's son and husband make a lot of money out of China, and Pelosi's heavily invested in the stock market, which is increasingly aligned with China. These cannot be coincidental, in my opinion.
She didn't. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but didn't she just lift the ban on investing for members of Congress today? Wasn't that just
so? She is fighting and poking holes in the Stock Act, which is supposed to discourage insider trading, which got gutted a little bit, but it still means very well in terms of trying to keep members of Congress at bay with their trading. But really, we need to stop having members of Congress trading at all. They need to be able to put stuff into blind trust. And that's that, because we know that they are clearly promoting policies that help their stock portfolio because they're the best traders in the world. I mean, how is it that Nancy Pelosi not only has become one of the most powerful women, if not the most powerful woman in the history of the country,
and
also somehow is the greatest stock trader?
Yeah, she makes Warren Buffett look just, you know, abysmal.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. The left is waging a war on free speech with the help of big tech and the United States government. Thankfully, there are still companies that believe in our Constitution. That's why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage because they use the same towers as the major carriers. Get the same great service without funding the major carriers who donate to leftist causes. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional service. I know the CEO of Patriot Mobile, Glenn. He's amazing. And Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, and the sanctity of life. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free activation with the offer code Charlie. They also have special discounts for our veteran and first responder heroes. Vote with your dollars. Switch to Patriot Mobile. It's patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie.
Alex, I want to play the clip for our audience here. Cut 88. This is NBC cheering Eileen Gu and dumping on the U.S.
This is Eileen Gu from San Francisco, California, just 18, representing mother's home nation of China in the upcoming Olympic Winter Games, where she will be an absolute PR superstar.
Exactly. I mean, one of the fastest rising growing stars in China, representing free skiing and around the world, and just such a talented young woman at so many different aspects of life. And here you can see,
I don't know if that was the clip that you guys had or not, but I mean, can you be any more gushing about that? And ironically, free, they use the word free in that description, which, you know, she's gone to the very much not free CCP. A defector, Alex, what does that say about the state of our nation that we have? And there's actually a chart that my team pulled that shows defections from American citizenships going up. Numbers of people renouncing their American citizenship is going up in a chart like that. What does that say about our nation? Are we in a moral malaise? Is the CCP on top of things and we're not?
Yeah, you got all this. And this is all, I'll tell you, Andrew, people who are familiar with my show and with the way I try to conduct my business personally, I really try to be calm and try to find some clarity first. This is absolutely outrageous that NBC is doing this, a company that is largely an American company that is not functioning as an American company. They're a company with huge interests in China. If you think about it, NBC is actually NBC, Comcast, Universal. Not only are they making money off of this Olympics by being the corporate partners of Beijing to broadcast the games, but they have a movie business, they have a theme park business. All of these run through China and at the blessing of the CCP, and they're sniffing Xi Jinping's throne right now. That's what they're doing. And for them to hype this person who's defected from her country that she benefited from so much and will go back to use our universities in the fall, that they're making it seem like she's some sort of a hero, I should make all of you want to puke. And it makes me want to puke. This is one of the worst people being persons in the world. And she is being aided and abetted by the corporate media establishment that we all hate instinctively if we're on the right. This is one of the lowest lows I've ever seen, that they were allowing this to happen as if it's business as usual.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. Now, we all get this, but the establishment wing of the conservative party, the Republicans, the establishment wing is still trumpeting Chamber of Commerce talking points. They're still trumpeting free markets. They're still talking. They do not have the spine to put the lock on some of these business dealings overseas. What should Washington be doing to clamp down on
this? Let's connect a couple of themes that we've talked about, Andrew. And then we talked about Elon Musk. He's the world's richest man. How did he get there? Did he get there simply because he created a product that so many of us had to buy, and thus we bought it, and he got a cut, and now he's super rich? No. He cut favorable deals with first the U.S. government and then the Chinese government. That's how he got the wealth he had. Not to say he doesn't have some products that are worth something. Of course, he does. But if you look at how many Teslas are produced relative to his market cap, it dwarfs. I'm not talking about just, you know, GM. I'm talking about BMW, some of the greatest auto brands ever. He crushes them. Why is that? And that's because of some of these contracts. SpaceX, it's all about these government contracts. He doesn't have, you don't get a lot of revenue from SpaceX. It's all about government contracts. And there's overlap between Tesla and SpaceX and thus Chinese intelligence. This is the business model now. It's not a free market business model. It's cozying up to governments. That is how you achieve incredible amounts of wealth, unfortunately, in this globalized world.
It's cronyism. It's absolutely disgusting.
Global cronyism.
you often hear people talk about the original sin of America or whatever being racism, okay? I mean, this is something that we've debunked a time and time again at this show. But if you're going to have a talk about it, maybe it's corporate greed. Maybe it's selling out our future, our children, for a buck, a short-term buck. And I think something that is really encouraging for everybody on the right is that our side is finally picking up this mantle and calling a spade and saying that it's not worth it. So, Alex, thank you so much for joining the Charlie Kirk. I don't mean to monologue on you at the end here. Guys, listen to the Breitbart News Daily. It's a great podcast with our friend Alex Marlowe. You can't miss it. It's been so much fun. It went so fast. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. If you rely on the Charlie Kirk Show as a place of sanity, of daily inspiration and information, please consider supporting us, charliekirk.com/support. And as always, send us your thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, praise, confusion at freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. We try and read them all, folks. We try and read them all. I know Charlie's actually better at it than me, and he's busier than me. It's actually really amazing. But we love hearing from you, so please send us those emails. freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.